Hello there, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. I'm not totally sure what I have to talk about today, but I decided to pop on because this is the Unhinged Rambling Podcast. Maybe we should rename it. And I found myself re-listening to a depression playlist that I made in 2013. So you know that things are going well. You know that you're in a good place when that's what's going on. So, and the truth of the matter is that I am fine. Like, that's the exhausting and frustrating and beautiful thing about the way my mental health is I'm fine, but also like not at all at the same time. And I do think it has to do with my parts. I think I have parts who are fine and I have parts who are in distress, and they're like not quite canceling each other out. They're creating like a very weird friction. So I've got my humor about it at least. But I just wanted to pop on, I think, because I heard somewhere, and I don't know who to credit with this original quote. It's certainly not mine, but the opposite of depression is not happiness. The opposite of depression is expression. And I really firmly believe that. I think nothing has helped me heal nearly as much as just talking about my shit over and over and over, and not reliving it necessarily, but just like being allowed, having a space where being my fullest self is welcome and like okay. I think that has been more healing than just about anything else, except maybe my meds. It is a beautiful Saturday. I want to be enjoying it, but instead I'm very deeply sad. I did some really great journaling that helped a lot, and so that was very lovely, but now I'm feeling like I don't know what else to do with myself or with my time. I kind of just want to waste time until I feel better, but I also know that that's not like a good way to spend my life, you know, because so much of my life is like this like tension feeling, and I don't want to waste my life. I want to live my life, but God, living hurts so bad sometimes. And sometimes I'd really rather just not be present for it. And that's, you know, that's on dissociation and dissociative disorders. But I don't know. I want to read. We're reading a really lovely, amazing, powerful book for book club this month called Mad World. That's very, very good. So I do want to read that. I have a couple of other books that I would love to read. I have YouTube videos I want to watch even, and I don't even feel like I have the wherewithal to watch a YouTube video. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. You guys ever been in that place where you're like, I literally can't even watch TV or watch YouTube? Like, I just want to be asleep and I just want to wake up and feel better. And I'm really trying to break that habit, because that's a really bad habit that I have formed over the years of like sleeping to cope. And it's not the worst habit in the world. Like, you know, all bad habits were adaptive at one point, and that's true for me as well. It was healthier for me to sleep than to be actively wanting to unalive. So that's kind of where that coping mechanism came from. Whereas now I just kind of use it all the time. Like, anytime I feel any discomfort or distress, I'm like, I'll just sleep. And like, I don't like that. I don't think it serves me as much anymore compared to how much it used to. So I'm trying to replace it with other things, like talking, like recording a quick podcast episode, like coloring, like journaling. But man, I'm so fucking tired. Like, I'm so tired. And I know I'm not physically tired. I got tons of sleep. I actually slept pretty well. It's not that. I'm existentially tired. You can only do so much personal development work before you're just sick of it. I'm so tired of working on myself. I'm so sick of constantly trying to get better. I don't know that I'm gonna. And maybe I'm allowed to fucking give up. Like, not hardcore give up, nothing like that. I'm not in crisis right now, but like, maybe I'm just allowed to be a fucking mess. Maybe I'm allowed to sleep way more than I should. Maybe I'm allowed to not use my coping mechanisms when I know I should. Maybe I'm allowed to just be a person like everybody else. Nobody else is working this hard on themselves, it feels like. Like, nobody. Nobody else in my life, at least, has been in therapy for over a decade and on four different medications. And, you know, like, I just... I feel really, really ill, I guess. And I'm ashamed of that, even though I shouldn't be, because it's not my fault. But I just feel other. And I've always felt other, so that's familiar in, like, the worst of ways, you know? And I just... such a downer of an episode. I'm so sorry. I promise there'll be more helpful episodes, hopefully, in the future. I hope some of the recent episodes have been helpful, but this is one where I guess if it's helpful, it's helpful because you feel seen. It's helpful because you've been here. It's helpful because nobody wants to be alone when they feel like this. Or at least I certainly don't. So it's just funny because I'm going to feel fine in about anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 days. I'm going to feel completely fine. Like, not like, haha, I'm better now, like shoving it down. Not like that. Like, literally, actually fine. I will be. It's very confusing to me and very exhausting. The back and forth, the switching. I don't want to be one person because that means I would have to, like, balance my happiness and my sadness all the time, and that sounds horrible. But also being, like, split, having my emotions split off like this is really tiring too. I think maybe just being a person sucks. I think maybe just human life is, like, awful. Or at least, and I was about to say at least for me, but that sounds so ungrateful, and like, I never want to come across that way. I literally record podcasts like this for a living and like make YouTube videos and write emails and coach amazing people. Like, this is what I do. I am in absolutely zero position to complain about anything ever. And at the same time, like, my internal world sucks. My internal world is so sad. Like, it's really depressing in there. And, like, I see glimpses of it sometimes when I work with someone new and they're not used to my, like, burning self-hatred. They're, like, always taken aback by it. Like, God, like, take a break. Like, take a rest. Like, it's fine. You're okay. And it's like, I am not. And I play it off as a joke a lot of the time because I know it makes people uncomfortable that I hate myself so fervently. But I really do. And I like don't want to. I don't say that as like a point of pride. It's not. I know it's something I need to work on. It's something I've been working on. But like I said before, I'm so sick of working. I'm so sick of trying so hard all the time. Only to feel like I'm standing fucking still. I'm working my ass off just to tread water. I'm not even getting anywhere. And when I say I want to just stop working so hard, I mean, the alternative to treading water is drowning. And I don't want to drown. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel like being me is a 60-hour-a-week job that I have to fit everything else in my life around. Because that's how it feels a lot of the time, is like dealing with my shit is my full-time job. And then being a parent, being a coach, being a partner, all of that is like far second. And I don't like that. I don't want to be that way. But I don't know how to be any other way. Because if I stop treading water, I will drown. And the longer I do it, the harder it gets. Like I said, I'm fine. I know I don't sound fine, but like, I literally will, everything in my life will be amazing. And so, like, literally not even 48 hours ago, I was feeling like on top of the fucking world. I was so alive, so connected, so happy, so happy. And I remember that I felt that way, but I literally could not tell you. I can't connect with that feeling in any way now. It's completely inaccessible to me. And maybe that's normal, but it sucks regardless. Y'all, being a person, it sucks. I wish it didn't, and it doesn't always, but the fact that it sucks as often as it does, sucks. If that makes any sense. I don't know if I'm going to air this. I probably will, because I just don't have it in me to, you know, record something better or different. And I don't, I guess I could just make you guys wait a couple weeks for an episode until I'm a little less morbid and depressing. But honestly, I kind of like that this is a place where I can just like, yeah, this is how I'm feeling. This is what's up. And like, I truly am like, okay. In fact, I already feel a little better having talked through some of this. And I meet with a new therapist on Monday, which I am so excited for, because they specialize in dissociation, which should be really, really helpful for me. So I'm excited, and I am like looking forward to a lot of stuff, but I feel like daily living is weird for me. Like, in some ways it's easy and in some ways it's impossible. And I don't know. I feel like I'm always doing it wrong. I always feel like I'm doing everything wrong. Maybe because I am, I don't know. I definitely feel like I'm doing this podcast wrong. I feel like, please, can I just ask a quick favor? Please don't email me and like ask if I'm okay. I'm fine. And like, when I say that, I mean it. I'm fine. I just can't handle my inbox getting flooded with a bunch of people who I know mean so well. But frankly, emails are one more thing I then have to do. And I don't mean to say never email me. Just like, just know that I will never post a podcast on here if I am like genuinely in a bad, like not okay, not safe headspace. Like, I just won't do it. Because I don't want to put that on any of you ever. So you don't have to email me and like ask if I'm all right. God, that sounds so selfish to be like, don't email me. Like, I want you to email me about stuff, I promise. Just like, please don't give me another task to do when I'm already feeling like existing is a lot of work. That's all. And if you have like questions or podcast requests, those emails are always, always welcome. But the like, hey, I listened to your most recent podcast and you sound like really depressed. Like, are you okay? Those are less helpful. Just because the answer is like, yeah, I'm safe. No, I don't feel good. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, I never know how to answer those types of emails, I guess. Maybe that's like my autism talking, but so yeah, let's just skip that. Let's just skip that. And we'll fast forward to the part where I tell you, no, I don't feel good. Yes, I am safe. Like, no one needs to be worried here. But I want a place where I'm allowed to be in distress, I guess. I don't feel like I'm allowed to be in distress ever. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter of farmers and factory workers and nurses and accountants and very, very hardworking people. And I just feel like I never have permission to fall apart. And I know that that's not entirely true. I know that my husband would always, always, always be there for me if I was like, I just need a mental health day where I literally do nothing. Or like I have permission to just like sob all day or like curl up in a ball and stare at the wall. But like he just wants me to cope in the healthiest ways possible. And I get that. But sometimes I don't want to. And I don't mean that in like a lazy kind of way, which whatever. I just mean sometimes I'm sick of being a project. Sometimes I just need to be what I am, which is very, very messy. So yeah, that's what this episode is. Very, very messy. Thank you a lot for listening. And yeah, I really don't have anything else to say. So I will talk to you guys next time.